We're cracking open the budget piggy bank with our farmers. After years of floods, bushfires, droughts and a pandemic, not to mention a plague of mice, right, as well. I think we sometimes forget that one. We're asking, what are the farmers looking for with their funding? This morning, I'm joined by Xavier Martin, who is the Vice President of New South Wales Farmers, to hear more. Good morning, Xavier. How are you?
Well, thanks, Willie. Thank you for the introduction.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, look, what have farmers told you that they're hoping for this year with the budget?
Well, they know that there's a huge opportunity to get the settings right for the federal government to invest in agriculture, in the potential in agriculture, and unleash the beast, if you like, enable all the healthy plants and healthy animals to contribute to our economy and contribute to our lifestyle and contribute to our health as human beings.
What is, what do farmers traditionally get in budget time, or do they generally not get much? Is it generally focused in the city?
Look, there's usually certain aspects of how the federal government funding flows into the landscape in water and vegetation and the issues around tax and, settings that might enable investment in plant and equipment or depreciable items like fencing. You know, so there is important settings for farmers that help their investment, help the whole nation, maintain our standard of living and build our standard of living. So wise investment is critical, and any sort of holistic plan like the national budget for tackling these costs of doing business, of producing food and fibre, is a really important part of what happens each year.
We've been battered by bushfires, floods, droughts, plagues, now a pandemic. Where do farmers want funding for climate change?
Well, certainly around climate change, there's quite a bit of movement around how the Australian Carbon Credit Units and biodiversity certificates, those sorts of matters, how their tax effects will be dealt with. And, there's, from what we've heard so far, there's likely to be new settings that will encourage emissions reductions. There's also likely to be investment to slash green tape to safeguard wildlife and habitats, but get productive agriculture working more efficiently. So we're optimistic that the government understands the importance of getting these settings right. We hear government and oppositions come out with policy, but the important thing that the government has is it has its hands on the Treasury, so it can invest, it can take action and make sure that these sorts of things work well, and that's what we're looking forward to.
What are the flow-on impacts for the rest of Australia if our agricultural sector isn't properly funded?
Oh, look, it gets back to, our terms of trade, our standard of living. If we're not, earning the export income, bringing money into this nation, we can't afford to live the lifestyle, to pay ourselves the wages that we've become used to. I think we're all pretty aware that a lot of the rest of the world doesn't earn anything like what we do or have anything like the standard of living. And whilst there's still investments to be made to improve things here, for example, in regional Australia, our telephone connectivity this morning, I'm talking to you on a landline because, I've had no mobile for 11 to 12 days now. There's a lot of rural people don't even have a phone signal, let alone an internet connection. And it's really hard to do business if you can't get online. So those sorts of, solving those connectivity and coverage and capacity issues is really vital, and we're hearing that the federal government understands that and is likely to promise investments tonight relating to the NBN and those service deliveries.
Xavier, one last question before I let you go. If you could implement one thing in the budget for farmers, what would you implement?
Oh, look, the thing we need really urgently is the skills and workforce being brought back after the pandemic. We've just cleared out rural and regional Australia in terms of its seasonal and casual workforce, that mobile workforce that we need to bring the food and fibre in. We really need the government to get the settings right, not just for training more locals to do the jobs, because you know, some fellow Australians do want to work in rural businesses, in rural in farms and agriculture, but we also need to improve our access to short-term foreign workers to fill the gaps. I mean, basically all the backpackers just evacuated Australia 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that, where were they bringing most recently? Some of the Pacific Islanders, they've had some extra work come in, but obviously nowhere near the levels that we previously had. Xavier Martin, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Willie.